And when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, do what? Gather the fragment that remain, that nothing be lost. All right. These saints at Corinth brought their offering. They was poor. It says in the depths of poverty, what the Amplifier says. In the depths of what? Poverty. But in spite of being so deep in poverty, they brought their best offering. They gave it. Am I right? In so doing, here's what we want to see. In so doing, Paul was able to take that offering to Jerusalem and give to the poor saints. And then in the 2 Corinthians, in the 9th chapter of 2 Corinthians, it tells us the one that just so sparingly and grudgingly, not willing to give, they are reaped sparingly. They are reaped just a little bit. Hello? So here's what God wants you to, want us to see this morning. Jesus demonstrated the grace of God in this. Here were 5,000 men, y'all in the house. And the other, you read the other gospel there, said, Matthew says it, besides women and children, 5,000. And it was a lad that had his lunch, right? Two fish, 5 loaves of bread, right? Are y'all with me so far? So why is he going like that? Because I want you to get it. That lad could have said, this is my lunch. Or he could say, well, I'm just going to give a tenth of it. But what happened? The lad gave everything. By him giving everything, not only the lad, but the rest of the people that was in the desert saw with their own eyes when Jesus took those 2 fish, 5 loaves of bread. You with me so far? They saw when Jesus blessed it, he gave it to the disciples, and the disciple gave it to the people. Can you imagine what was going on with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread? It was growing in their hand. They passed it down the line, it just kept growing. They watched the miracle of God work right before their eyes. And so many times, because saints don't know how to participate in the blessing that God has provided for us, we miss out. But they saw the blessing of God because it was a miracle. You know what else I saw in that? That lad that had his lunch, it was already cooked, wasn't it? You notice that food that multiplied from that lad lunch was already cooked? Because they didn't go get a stove and say, we got to cook the rest of it. Jesus, you mother, we got to cook. Can't you see the miracle? It produced after it came. And hear what the Lord told me to tell you. He said, tell them that I said in my word, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If I did it yesterday, I'm doing it today. He said, I have given to the body of Christ grace that will do anything and everything in your life you need done. I just need you to participate. The lad didn't hold back his lunch. You notice Philip said, you notice in that scripture, Philip said, 200 pennyworth is not sufficient for this crowd. Evidence, Evidently, Judah had then stole it down a little low, but Jesus knew how to manage his money. Because what was in the treasure wasn't enough to buy the food for the people. You know, the scripture did say the Jews were stealing out of there. Didn't it say it? So he must have stole it down a little low, but he wasn't broke. They wasn't broke. He never was broke. But the thing about it, that didn't stop Jesus. Here's the next thing. You don't find this written in word, but I'm convinced. That lad gave his lunch, didn't he? And how many baskets were gathered up? I bet that boy went home with a lot of bread and fish. I bet if his parents wasn't with him, I bet they said, boy, where you get all this? This grace, now let's go back and dig in this a little bit. I'm going to go to King James. This grace that has been given to the church in giving is so magnificent. I don't know if that's a qualifying word. It is beyond anything God you can think of. God has brought us into his supernatural ability to sustain, to increase, to multiply, to overflow, to put you in the overflow. What were y'all saying a while ago? So many. How do you living in the overflow? How you say it? So many. Say, right. I got more than enough, so I'm living in the. We have in Christ, in the grace of giving. Did you hear what he said? Although he was so very rich, yet he became what? So very poor. For what reason? That he might remove from you your poverty. We are not broke, busted, poor people. And that may be what you are looking at, but in the eyes of God, that situation had been turned around. What we have to learn how to do is do like those people did at Corinth and those people that are at Macedonia. They did something about it. They activated the power, the grace that was available to them. They activated it and they saw their poverty situation turned around into lavish generosity of God's overflowing blessing. That's what they did. They watched it. They saw it turn around in their life. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's go back to chapter 9 and chapter 9 of 2 Corinthians and let's look at this. It says in the 6th verse, But this I say unto you, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly. This is verse 6. I'm in the King James now. And he which soweth what? Bountifully shall reap how? Every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. Not what? Grudgingly or of necessity. For God loves a what? A cheerful prompt to do it? Giver. Ready prompt to do it? Giver. God loves a cheerful giver. Right? What kind of giver God loves? Now watch this. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. In other words, this grace of giving, God is able to make it abound towards you if you will cooperate. Let me tell this story. Many of you probably heard it, but it's just bear witness right here. How many of you remember hearing Kenneth Copeland tell when he first started out? And he didn't have no money. And they gave him a little pencil and a You know, you had to get a little pencil you write with and fill out the envelope so you tell how much you put in there. That's the way they did the offering back then in those days. And so he didn't have any money. He said, but I do have a pencil. You know, most folk wouldn't have done that. He said, I can sew that. I'm going to sew something. I'm not just going to sit here. But long as you sit there and think about yourself, feel sorry for yourself, and won't do nothing, won't act on anything, he forgot about all that stuff. And he opened it, he signed that thing, and, you know, the first thing, they wouldn't even put the name on. But he put the pencil in the envelope and put it in the bucket. And before they could get to finish taking up the offering, somebody came by and said, hey, the Lord told me to give you this $10. And he said, I flagged the usher now. Hey. And got that pencil out and put that $10 in.